Welcome to Giants.com, and it's time for our first training camp report of this training camp up here in Albany. My name is John Schmelk. This is Paul Dottino, and it's all brought to you by New Era. Paul, and we are back in Albany. Last year, because of the lockout and the players came back late, we were down in East Rutherford at the Timex Performance Center. What's the difference for the team being up here as being opposed to being in New Jersey?
Well, first of all, pump it up, John, because it's time to get going. And I'll tell you, folks, the one thing you got to remember about Tom Coughlin, he loves camaraderie. And camaraderie is something that you get when you move far away from home and you come to training camp like what the Giants have this year. Now, mind you, they were at the Timex Center last year and they won the Super Bowl. So that doesn't mean that if you stay home, it's necessarily a bad thing. But Tom likes these guys to kind of, you know, get together, not at the poker table necessarily, but just getting together and having a good time. And Eli was saying, we're going to watch a lot of Olympics. Pretty cool.
No doubt about it. Now, one similar thing to last year, though, Paul, are the new rules imposed by the new collective bargaining agreement. That means only 14 practices throughout training camp, just one a day. But in addition to that one practice, they also have a walkthrough.
Yes, and it's funny, John, because last year when they signed the CBA late and that lockout was in play, we were down at the Timex Center, and so we really didn't get a flavor of what the new CBA was because everything was so discombobulated by the labor deal. So this is our first true training camp under the new CBA. I don't particularly care for it myself because I like the morning practices. But now they've got this one midday practice. And as Tom says to the players all the time, if you don't like it, this is your CBA.
And the only guy that likes practice more than Paul Dottino here is probably Coach Coughlin. So he's not thrilled about it either.
Yeah, we're two of a kind.
All right, and more news today, Paul. We should get to that before we move forward here. Some Giants got placed on PUP today. Why don't you fill everybody in?
Well, you've got Nix with the foot problem, and they say he's on schedule, but not going to be able to do training camp stuff. Then you've got Candy, you've got Beckham, and you've got Sintem, all with knee situations. And so that's a bit disappointing with Candy in particular because, John, you know he had a sensational year last year.
And William Beatty also not on PUP, but he's going to be limited in practice, still coming back from that back injury he suffered during the offseason workout program. Finally, Paul, we did have the conditioning test today up in Albany. These players get to run around in the heat. It was hot out today. The big guys hate it, but it's something you have to do to prove that you're ready to practice up here in Albany.
You know, I'm disappointed. I told Tom I wanted to participate, and he wouldn't let me. Something about insurance and waivers and league rules, but I wanted to. I could outrun at least half of these guys.
Oh, half?
At least half. And Mitch Petras, oh boy, my heart, Mitch, my heart bleeds for you. First of all, you can't chew gum when you're doing gassers because that restricts the oxygen flow. That's why your tongue was hanging out, touching the grass. Tough deal for Petras.
Well, I'm going to show this to Mitch, and you better get far away from Albany as quickly as you can.
I don't think he can catch me.
All right, we're going to find out. Hopefully, Paul will be with us tomorrow. Not if Mitch Petras has anything to say about it. Thanks for joining us, everybody, for this edition of the Training Camp Report brought to you by New Era. We'll catch you next time.